comes in and hooks into these main rails, and then there's a steel plate and whatnot that goes across that ties all this stuff together. So it's got a very robust A-frame chassis connection, whereas the 57, it's a narrower A-frame, and that's all that's there. It What you see out front, it just continues right on back until it gets to the widest rail point and then goes straight back from there. And, of course, all the outriggers and crossmembers. But in the 65, there's big lightning holes in every crossmember and every outrigger. And the 57, it doesn't have that. But they are very light-duty crossmembers and lighter-duty box as well. But I was really... quite amazed. Now, granted, this 57 didn't have a bumper on it, but so that might have added another 20-30 pounds, I suppose. But anyway, I was pleasantly surprised. Also, this 57, in fairness, I had already cut off the leaf spring mounts because we've actually just put on the welded it on today, actually, the new torsion axle brackets, which. That's saving, by adding a torsion axle instead of the leaf spring, you're saving about 100 pounds for the suspension. So,
do you think it's a better ride?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and it's strange because here I am with my Ambassador with leaf springs. That was all, I rebuilt that whole axle assembly quite a few years ago. But, doing it again... and actually for my other trailers, I'll definitely go with torsion axles, for the weight and the ride and simplicity and availability, obviously, as well.
I guess I have a strange aesthetic, but I really like the way that leaf springs look. I think they look really vintage, and I just kind of like the look of them.
If you're on your back, sure, but...
Well, you see, my eye goes, that's where my eye tends to go down there and look at that stuff. I guess because I'm in the business, but I tend to gravitate towards things like leaf springs and noticing that they're in there.
Well,
it's not a performance thing. It's more like a visual aesthetic thing that I like them. Mm-hmm. That's all. I'm weird. I admit it. I know.
Well, I bounced back and forth some years ago before I actually rebuilt the whole assemblies, and I thought about actually putting all new leaf springs on, putting new torsions on, and I ended up rebuilding exactly what I had because it was actually in phenomenal shape. It's just all the brakes were obsolete and worn out and broken, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, the leaf spring there's clamps that go around the leaf springs. They were all broken and whatnot, but redid all of that stuff, and, it's worked. This was 8 years ago, I guess, I did it, and it's been wonderful ever since. But same token, if I put a cup of coffee or leave a cup of coffee on the counter and drive down the road, it's not going to be on the counter.
Right.
When I get there, absolutely, it's not going to be there. So.
Yeah, I'm liking my torsions. And yeah. Mostly, because the better ride. I mean, I notice, when I back up, because I have to back up a curb to go up into my driveway. And with the leaf springs that came originally, which gave it the much lower ride, when I would come off, the rear set of the tires would just be floating off. Now with the torsion axles, it's always one or two tires on the ground. It's kind of neat to watch it. It just kind of automatically pivots down. So
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really a true independent suspension.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And I like the increased height for me, especially backing up and not going to drag anything going up the driveway and stuff.
Well, I'm kind of with Frank with this because the vintage trailers, when they're sitting at their vintage height, they look correct. Granted,
they look cool.
Yeah. And, certainly with torsion axles, you can get a zero start angle or something and actually have them the same height as they were originally. But most people, and I've run into this where I'm in a campground where, there's a slight incline.